Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome once again to Wellness Half Hour. And today we bring you wellness, as always, from a perspective of reverence, from looking within. My name is Charisse Ijoeri. I'm a clinical nutritionist. And today we start the Wellness Half Hour. Wellness from the five roots of wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. And last week we spoke on diabetes. In fact, this whole month is diabetes awareness. Last week Sunday was National Diabetes Day, and there were some research, some evidence of people in Nigeria not realizing that they have diabetes. And so it's known now that Nigeria has the highest incidence rate of diabetes in sub-Saharan Africa. And that means every 1 in 10 people have diabetes and don't really even know it. In 8 years, it will be 1 in 5. And there is not necessarily a history that goes behind that diabetes. So you don't have to have diabetes in your family. It can all of a sudden surface. So it's important that you're paying attention to your body, how you feel, the language that your body is giving you. And certainly go and see your doctor. Don't manage, don't ignore the signs, the symptoms. Just make sure you keep a check on yourself. So today, quite excited, we are bringing you information on practical wellness tips that you can do at home, especially with coming up to the holidays. So grab your pen, grab your paper, giving you some real practical tips for wellness. While you do that, the first practical tip that we'll give you is give yourself a big hug. Really, you deserve it. Not everyone is able to give each other that pampering, that compassion, but you can give your own self a hug. Be proud of yourself. So as I mentioned, the roots of wellness, in each root, I'm going to mention the practical tip. First root of wellness is spirituality. And under spirituality, a practical tip is meditation, visualization, just really taking some quiet time for yourself. I know on a Sunday we do that when we go to church, but we can do that each day of the week, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just be still. Do some deep breathing. Do you know that deep breathing lowers your blood pressure? It improves your blood flow, calms anxiety, also improves your posture. So deep breathing, and it reduces inflammation as well. That was the first tip. The second root of wellness, mindset. How do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up worried, or do you wake up ready to take on the day with vitality? You're excited. Do you wake up positive? That's the mindset that we want to practice and start just doing daily. Ensuring that when you react to people, you are not reacting in a frantic way or upset way, that it's important that you listen and then respond. Listen and then respond. That way your response is not harsh. It's thought through, and it doesn't matter what the other person is saying. If you don't agree, that's okay. We can't always be on the same page. So it's okay. Compliment your spouse. Compliment your teacher. Compliment those around you. That's the mindset that you want to take on for wellness. Appreciate those around, whether it's your gate man, your chef, your co-workers, your children, whether it's Lazma, just appreciate them. Everybody is going through their own thing. Okay, the third root of wellness, nutrition. And that's my specialty, so I'm going to really zone in on nutrition. So some practical tips that, and practical and easy tips that you can start from today would be as simple as using a smaller plate. A smaller plate, whether it's a smaller lunch plate or a smaller dinner plate, just make an effort. Use a smaller plate. Drink more water. And I know some people forget about water. Some people even say they don't really drink water, they just drink tea. And tea and water are two different things. Now that tea also dehydrates the body, especially if it's caffeinated. So water is on a different level, tea is on a different level, even though water goes into the tea. Water is different. So make an effort to drink more water. Maybe you need to set out some water bottles on the counter, set it out at your workstation. Ideally, you should be drinking 2.4 to 3 liters of water for the day. So have your water all lined up so that at least you know that you're going to get through it by the end of the day. Now, practicing these lifestyle tips, this wellness journey, you have to be intentional. Can't do it today and then forget about it tomorrow. So it's important that you're writing this down so that you'll be deliberate and that you'll be consistent. That's the only way that you will see change. Okay, another tip under nutrition, the third tip, is increasing your vegetables on your plate. And as you're increasing your vegetable, make sure that the plate looks more colorful. So some purple, some green, some orange, some red, must be colorful, just like the rainbow. And that can be things from your cucumber, your lettuce, your carrots, your purple cabbage. Just ensure that at every meal, every day, you have some form of vegetable on the plate. Remember, we're working towards wellness. And this wellness, whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, ulcers, any issues that you're having with your body, putting the steps to wellness will help you improve. A fourth tip. Under practical tips, when it comes to eating through the day, it's important that you plan your meals. So plan ahead. And in planning ahead, even plan your snacks. That way you don't fall into someone else's snacks on the other side. So plan your healthy snacks and make sure your healthy snacks are fresh. Fresh meaning a fresh fruit, a fresh vegetable. You really want to capture your snacks and your food in the whole form, the way it was grown. You make an effort, baby steps, and you will get there. And before you snack on anything, even your own natural healthy snack, do an evaluation. Do I really need a snack? Or do I need to just drink some water? Drink some water. And then you reassess, reevaluate. Okay, maybe I wasn't needing a snack. Maybe I wasn't hungry. I was just thirsty. So many times the triggers for that your body gives you that signals that, okay, you're hungry is really a trigger for thirst. So So important that you always have your water with you. Now, moving on, the fourth root of wellness is your lifestyle. And lifestyle is really, really, really big. Lifestyle is big because, of course, this involves all the things that you do for the day. You're eating, you're sleeping, your emotions. It involves everything. So under lifestyle, practical tips: walk more, move more. Even if you need to set that alarm to get you up out that chair, if you have a desk job where you're on the computer all the time, you may need to raise your station. Maybe you need an elevated station so you can put your computer on top of it, and then you can stand and do some work as well. The key point is moving more. Every opportunity that you get, just move, not just going to the bathroom. And then as you're on your computer and you're standing up, if you need to march in place, if you need to dance, all of this helps circulation. I met someone last week who said, no, they are ashamed to dance. They don't like dancing. And I said, but you can dance by yourself. Nobody has to see you. You do your thing. Whatever it takes to get you to move, just do it. So nobody has to see you. You do your thing. Do your dancing. Exercise your fingers. This is also a form of helping circulation, especially those of you who are constantly on your keyboards or on your phone. Move your fingers, wiggle them around, move your wrists in a circular motion, clockwise and then anti-clockwise. Wiggle your toes. And sometimes on these practical tips, you may even need a sticky note right in front of you so you can remember, because many times we forget the simple things. So wiggle your toes, move your ankles in a circular motion, clockwise, anti-clockwise. Get up, stretch your legs, stretch your arms, stretch your neck. You can even at the office, at home, do push-ups, do squats. And, you know, I'll give you just a moment to try and do a push-up now. After you do that one push-up, tomorrow try and get to two. And those of you who are already on a roll, you just continue on. Because that builds strength. It builds endurance. It just helps you with just your overall posture. And then, of course, overall fitness. Jumping jacks is also important. So those of you who can jump in the air, jump and hold your hands out, clap it together, jumping jacks is also excellent. Just move more. And remember, we said it's important to be deliberate and consistent. And so if that means you are doing 20 jumping jacks in the morning, 20 before bed, 20 push-ups in the morning, 20 before bed, before you know it, your overall breathing technique will be better. Your overall fitness will just be in a better space. Laughter is important as well. So just not to take things for granted, it's important that we laugh. Laughter also aids in wellness, in your lymphatic drainage, in you just feeling joyful, happy. Laughter is good. And you can do this laughter with your family, with your friends. You can do this laughter by yourself. You can just laugh just because it will make you feel good. Wakes up your feel-good hormones, improves your immune system. Laughter does so, so much. And then a couple other tips that we have under lifestyle is it's not all about work. I think sometimes we're just in a routine where it's just work, sleep, work, sleep. Of course, the eating goes in between that, but then where do we have time for ourselves? Where you just have a me day. And it's important that you plan a me day either once a week or once a month. And it can be for 1 hour, can be for 2 hours. Just plan a me day because you matter. And when you plan this me day, I will tell you what to put on the plan. You plan for a massage. Doesn't have to be anything expensive. Your spouse can massage your feet, can massage your back, those tension areas. Your spouse can also massage your shoulders, can massage your face. And if you don't have a spouse, if you have children, they can also do that. Or if you have a friend, they can also do that innocent massage for you. As you're planning your me day, you can also plan a paint and sip. Paint and sip with your friends, your colleagues. That can be just like a little workshop. You don't have to know how to paint. The point of the whole paint and sip is just you getting together, putting some creativity on a canvas, and enjoying the moment. And after the paint and sip, you actually have this nice painting that you did to take home and hang on your wall. Would really surprise yourself. That's also a great idea for a birthday, or just for a gathering or get together. Now, another plan me day is a pottery session. Do you know there are so many things going on in Lagos? Things that are quite affordable. And with a pottery, this is where you are using clay. Remember when you were younger, maybe in primary one or even in nursery, they gave you some clay and you molded things, whether it was a ball or a basket or a little bowl. Now, at this pottery session, you will mold your own takeaway. So you would be creative. And after the molding, they do take the artwork and then they have it glazed in an oven. So then you can take it home and you can use it and be proud of what you made. Doing these different me day activities, the me day, actually gives you a boost in your immune system. It makes you feel good. It makes you just realize that you are taking care of yourself. It's not just about everybody else, the children, the husband, the wife. It's a time where you've taken out to really relax, to just appreciate, to have gratitude for those around you, for yourself. Yeah, just to take time out for yourself. And then different other activities in Lagos that's going on for wellness is you can paint clay. So there are some artists who already have clay artwork molded, whether it's a vase or maybe a face or so many different things that they've, you know, molded. And then all you need to do is paint it. So you paint it whatever colors you like and you take it away. That's also a form of art therapy. Art therapy really helps to relax the body. And all ages can take part in art therapy, from children all the way to seniors, to your mothers, to your grandmothers, to your great grandmas. That's helping their motor dexterity. It's helping their brain cells connect, just helping them just be more active in this space. and then just using their fingers and all their art skills. Another wellness therapy plan for the me day is you can do tie-dye, you can do candle making, making essential oils. There are so many different activities that are there, and you can also do this as a family. So if you felt like you didn't want to just go on your own, you can also go as a family and make it a family activity. And that's something that the children actually remember, that mom or dad took me out, we had a date, and we bonded as a family. We laughed and enjoyed each other's company. I know that now just so many teenagers, so many young children are just on their phones, pressing phone. So we all know now how to press phone, but do we know how to take a moment in that creative space? So those are just some practical wellness tips that you can practice and use that as a takeaway, everyday implementation, being deliberate, being consistent. And then remember, at the beginning of this program, I also mentioned about giving yourself a hug. Make sure you give yourself a hug before you go to bed at night as well. You've really done well. It's important that you appreciate yourself. So before we come to the end of our program, I want to share with you that there is a free seminar coming up today. And this seminar focuses on weight gain, weight loss, weight regain. What options are there? There are quite a few people who, when it comes to the end of the year, they're really getting skeptical, they're getting afraid, whether afraid for whether they're going to see 2022, going to see the next year. Is it their ailments that they're going through? Is it their weight that is causing them to just be afraid and not know what to do? And then those of you who are planning to just eat and eat and eat, what will happen? So when you log into this seminar that's coming up at 4 o'clock today, you can hear from the experts as to what options are out there. There are people who are battling with weight gain, those who have more than 30 kgs to lose and really don't know where to start. They are not motivated, just no motivation. And it sounds easier than it really is. So easier in terms of just telling people, just stop eating. There are some people who they're so addicted to food that saying stop eating is just not going to do anything for them. So this seminar happens at 4 p.m. today on Zoom. You can send a message for the link to 0809-661-4455. That's 0809-661-4455. And that link is, you will just send a WhatsApp message so they can send you the link for the free seminar on options for weight loss. So our lines here, 0700-923-923-923. If you want to call in, you want to comment, are you going to practice the wellness tips that were just given? Or if you want to WhatsApp, 0817-313-6193. The WhatsApp number again, 0817-313-6193. 6193. Know that we're all going through different things in our life, and it's just important that we give as much information to help you to pull through and know that tomorrow is a brighter day. Our number 0700-923-923-923. What practical tips are you going to take away that you're going to start immediately? Is it the deep breathing? Just breathing in, holding it, and breathing out. And a reminder that I said this deep breathing, you're breathing in for 7, holding it for 8 seconds, and breathing out again for 8. So 7, 8, 8. This deep breathing helps to reduce your blood pressure. Wellness Half Hour, happy Sunday. Your name and where you're calling from?
Good afternoon, happy Sunday to you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm enjoying your program. Thank you so much for enlightening us.
Thank you, sir.
So I actually want to ask, because I listened carefully. My name is Tony, by the way.
Tony, you're welcome.
So I listened carefully. I want to find out, because someone said one time I was trying to get some food to eat and all that. So I think the health practitioner, he was talking about the kind of food you should eat that has that, minding of your blood, depending on your blood group and all that,
Okay.
Some blood group have some things in excess or that, so you should not eat some fruit and some food that we maybe let me use match with your body and your blood group and all that. So I don't know, can you throw more light in it? Was it right, so that we also should know, instead of going to eat all the fruits and eating all the vegetables and all that, depending on your blood group, are there some fruits you should eat and some you should avoid and all that?
Okay, thank you for your question, Mr. Tony. Yes, actually, when it comes to your blood type and your blood group, there are quite a few people who their health has improved by following through. You would see your nutritionist so that they can guide you as far as your blood type and your blood group if it is that you want to follow that route. I would say so much is going on out there. That it's important to just eat what's in season. So whatever is in your country at that time that's in season, in your local farmland, in your local community, that you can go with that and listen to your body. If your body says it doesn't like it or you feel somehow, just put that one to the side and make note. Otherwise, yes, see a nutritionist and they can guide you into the blood type, blood group. That's fine. Still, we are almost out of time. As I mentioned before, there is a seminar coming up today at 4:00. If you are interested or you have someone who is very obese and overweight and you know that they need help, this is a free seminar. The number to get the link, you would just send a WhatsApp, is 0809-661-4455. That is 0809-661-4455. Thank you once again. Have a beautiful week. Certainly practice the tips that were given today. The deep breathing, the smaller plate, the rainbow plate with your vegetables, your movement. So important. And then, of course, your sleep. Put down the phone. Get some quality sleep and feel vibrant and rejuvenated for the next day. We're signing off for Wellness Half Hour. Thank you.